from KQED.
California doesn't have official delegation status at the UN Climate Summit. You have to be a country to get that. But Californians have still managed to leave their mark on the event, as Rob Schmitz reports, wrapping up 2 weeks of Climate Watch coverage from Copenhagen.
This cozy little inn down a red cobblestone sidewalk from Copenhagen's train station is known as the Scandic Weber's Hotel. But this week, you might as well call it Hotel California. Almost everyone here in the breakfast room, munching on muesli and, of course, Danishes, hail from California. The talk among delegates this particular morning is how long it took to gain entrance to the Bella Center the previous day. Nancy Ryan, director of policy for the California Public Utilities Commission, blushes. Instead of waiting in line for 5 hours, she was ushered in with Governor Schwarzenegger's entourage.
I got into the Bella Center yesterday through the government line by flashing my California state ID. I think they, you know, everybody else looks at us as a country. You know, California's taken some knocks recently and has been the butt of jokes, so it's great to be in a place where we're really seen as international leaders.
And international negotiators. Two prominent members of California's congressional delegation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congressman Henry Waxman, took turns pressuring China yesterday as part of heated discussions that threatened to veer the entire summit off the rails.
Although I've had my problems with China in terms of human rights and the rest, we're trying to find a place that we could work together for the benefit of the planet.
From the heat of those negotiations were other members of the California team, just as high profile, who had their own impact.
I love giving this speech here just simply because I'm not the only one that has an accent. It's a good place to come.
Governor Schwarzenegger diverted the conference's attention from the negotiations this week with an impassioned speech about why world leaders can't act on climate change alone.
They need the individuals whose vision and determination create movements.
Determined individuals like Nick Allen. Allen is among a group of 24 students from UC Santa Barbara. While at the conference last week, he had the luck of bumping into Rajendra Pachauri, the president of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and a celebrity around these parts. Pachauri inspired Allen to become a vegetarian.
And the reason I did so is because he said in a speech that stopping eating meat is the greenest personal decision you can make. So I told him that he was the reason that I had stopped, and he proceeded to have a conversation with me about how I felt both physically and spiritually without meat in my system. So it was really cool.
Allen and his classmates were so inspired by the summit that they're already planning a local climate conference at their campus next spring. Another Californian who got a lot out of this conference was Harrison Dillon, co-founder of Solazyme, a company that makes crude oil from algae. The governor highlighted the company in his speech to delegates. Dillon said it's hard to believe that just 6 years ago, he and his business partner were operating Solazyme out of his Palo Alto garage.
It was the two of us and a few thousand strains of algae and a couch and a dog.
In most places, says Dillon, that combination sounds like a moldy, unkept frat house. But in California, it's the business of the future.
I'm watching you. You know what you do. The number has been set.
California also played a big part in the weekend's march. San Francisco resident Heidi Quante was inspired to come here by stories of entire island nations that'll soon be gone because of rising sea levels. She felt like she had to do something about it, and she was glad so many Californians were, too.
The way it works in the United States is that if California does something at the local level, the rest of the nation tends to follow on legislation. So I feel like we also are in a position to really affect change at the U.S. level, and I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to have a kid and someday and say, you know, we didn't screw it up. And I'd hate to have a kid and say, I'm sorry we screwed it up.
And, said Quante, whether you were from Uganda, China, or California, these 2 weeks spent in the dead of a Scandinavian winter with others who were concerned about the same thing made the world seem smaller and your role in its fate a lot bigger. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Copenhagen.
There's more from Copenhagen at californiareport.org/climatewatch. Whether you're listening overseas or right here in the Golden State, make sure to catch every cast of the California Report by subscribing to our podcast. There's a link at the website and, of course, iTunes. That's the California Report for Friday, the 18th of December, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our staff includes Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, Howard Gelman, Molly Samuel, Nina Thorson, Susanna Kim, Nicole Ely, Matthew Richmond, Adelaide Chen, Alice Daniel, Cy Musiker, Jill Silvestri, Gabriel Cohn, David Marks, Victoria Malion, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of CalQualityCare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com.